It's nice to catch up again with life and transformation coach Isabella, who joins us here on eRadio. And, you know, we spoke about job dissatisfaction in a previous podcast. And today, are you thinking about a career move? That's the question we're asking you, Isabella. Welcome back.
Hello, Ion and the listeners. Yes, last time we discussed job satisfaction and having a work-life balance or a work-life fit. In today's episode, we continue on the topic of job satisfaction, but perhaps you realize that you don't really have a good work-life fit. You know it's time for a change, and that is going to be our talking point today, making a career move.
Okay. So, Isabella, many, many people are unhappy in their jobs.
Yes.
When do you actually know it's time to make a career move?
If you are unhappy in your career, the biggest question that you can ask yourself is, what am I sacrificing with my current job or career? Is it worth it ultimately? In the previous podcast, I mentioned some of the reasons for job dissatisfaction, which were an unfulfilling job or not being acknowledged or appreciated. Financially, it may not be rewarding, or you might find yourself in a toxic work environment even, or your health, your mental and your physical health might suffer. When you start asking yourself if it is really worth it, you know, in 10 years' time, what would you wish you could have done now in these years of your life? That is a good indication. Some people just stay in their job because of the money, but they are extremely unhappy doing what they are doing. So if you daydream about a new career and even the money doesn't make up for the job dissatisfaction, then you need to seriously consider making a career move.
Mm. And is your job really the most important thing in your life?
Importance would be subjective, but time-consuming, definitely. Statistics show that we spend about a third of our lifetime at work, some people even more. And as I said last time, the divide between work and your personal life is becoming more and more blurred because of this constant being on demand through our phones and technology. So to be unhappy day after day is not living. Here's the quote for today. Hillary Clinton said, "Do not confuse having a career with having a life," unquote. You know, you really have only one life, and you get to choose how you spend most of it, which is about 30% of your time.
Yeah, so it was Rachavius. She was right. People can really disagree with Hillary Clinton, but that seems to be quite right.
Yeah, we'll talk about the quote and not the politics.
Not the politics. Yeah, exactly. But Isabella, how do you go about making that move? I mean, it can be scary.
It is scary. I've been there, but so have many other people. So you won't be the first. It starts with finding purpose. We all want a purposeful life, right? So, okay, what does purpose actually mean? Well, finding your purpose is doing what you love doing. You have energy, you have motivation to do it. You don't dread doing it. There's this sense of fulfillment in doing it. And we all have our own unique skills, personalities, and roles to play in this world. And remember, it's never too late to start living your purpose. You just need to believe it. You know, some people think that if you are good at something, then that is what you are supposed to do. No. If you are good at something, but it makes you unhappy doing it, then that is not your purpose. Do you know the concept of Ikigai, Eon?
No. Mm-mm.
Right. That is a Japanese concept, which basically sums up the idea of purpose. So it's based on four things. Number one, what the world needs. Number two, what you love doing. Number three, what you are good at doing. And number four, what you can be paid for. Now, where your answers for these four things overlap, that is called your ikigai. Now, if you find your ikigai, you will be living your purpose. And then you just need to let go of your fears and go for it.
Okay. And, you know, Isabella, we spoke about the effects of fear in a previous podcast. Can you remind us how transformation coaching can help us with that?
Yes, well, transformation coaching deals specifically with helping a person deal with their negative beliefs and, yes, fears. Coaching, I mentioned in the first podcast episode, it's like a bridge between your problem and your desired outcomes. We all have to deal with these limiting beliefs we have. And when it comes to making a career move, those sabotaging beliefs might be, I won't make it, I can't afford it, I'm not good enough, I don't have the self-confidence, maybe even I'm not worthy. There are so many limiting beliefs that install this fear in us. And if you are going to be honest and you really get to the root cause of why you are not making that career move, you will probably find that it is not because of the reasons you might give. Instead, the real reason is fear. So in life transformation coaching, we deal with those fears you have that are causing a problem or holding you back in life. Those fears and limiting beliefs, they function on a subconscious level. It keeps you in your familiarity zone. It stops you from growing and achieving goals. And in transformation coaching, we get to the root of the problem. We deal with that in a fast and an efficient way. You see a coach because you want results. So you let go and you get rid of your limiting beliefs and you actually gain a whole new perspective on life. Your self-image is renewed. You release bad habits or you gain new positive habits. You have bags full of self-confidence and you let go of negative emotions. It really is exactly that. It's a life transformation.
Yeah. And just another scenario, Isabella, what if I actually do like my career, but I am unhappy because I experience job dissatisfaction?
A career move does not always involve changing careers completely. So yes, it might be that you just want to move up and be promoted or be a better leader or manager or, you know, shake things up in the company and achieve bigger goals or have a better work-life fit and make a lateral or horizontal career move. We could then rather call it making a career adjustment. So adjusting your approach to be more driven or focused. But again, you can ask yourself the question, you know, what are you compromising? Are you self-sacrificing perhaps? Do you maybe constantly feel the need to prove and perform? And what about your work-life balance or fit? Is it healthy? So you may just need a different approach to be more focused on each aspect of your work or personal life, or develop skills like better communication and self-confidence, whatever the situation. If you are not finding fulfillment and joy and purpose, meaning in that 30% of your lifetime that you spend at work, there needs to be a change or adjustment then. Life is just too short.
Yeah, I so agree with you. And tell us, Isabella, why would now be a good time to start thinking about career moves and doing a coaching program?
This is a time of year that we use usually to reflect and to debrief. And, you know, a coaching program is only a few hours that you invest of your time. So if you are considering making a career move and you desire to be empowered to make that decision, get life transformation coaching. Become motivated. And then when the holiday comes and should you have time, you can start to contemplate your move or your adjustment that is needed. The biggest and boldest and bravest step is going to be to make that decision to make a move. The dreaming part is easy. You know, that's the nice part, really. Mm. One more quote. Harry Styles. Do you like Harry Styles, Ian?
Oh, yes. One Direction.
Right. Well, he said, a dream is only a dream until you decide to make it real. It's a good quote. You have to start creating your reality that you desire. So to end off today, I really encourage you to use this time in the countdown to the new year to become self-aware. What is working for you in your life, your career or job, your business, with your team or your employees even, and your personal life? Evaluate what is not working. Get guidance. Find a vision for next year. Define your goals and start creating the change that you want.
Yeah, I like it. Good advice. And I think we should all just stop and evaluate and stop giving dead flowers water. I think
you know deep down when it is time to make a move or to get out or to plant something new in your life.
Yeah,
definitely.
Stop watering dead gardens.
Exactly.
How do we get in touch with you, Isabella?
Sure. If you want to reach out, you can contact me through my website, lifecoachisabella.co.za, and you can send me an email or book a free session via the website.
And that's a wrap for 2024. Isabella, thank you so much. It was nice to chat to you, and I really hope that you're going to have a wonderful festive season with your friends and family.
Thank you, Ion. I wish you and the listeners all the best for this last stretch of the year. And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.